Good morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who love his appearing. It's been said that if you don't have anything you die for, you also don't really have anything to live for. Take a mere earthly example. In February 1836, William B. Travis, a 26-year-old lawyer, had a ragtag group of 189 men, volunteers, holed up in the Alamo, while Santa Anna, the Mexican general, surrounded him with 2,000 and demanded his surrender. Travis took out his sword and he drew a line in the sand. He stepped across it and passionately spoke to the other soldiers about why he was willing to fight and give his life for the independence of Texas. "We're going to die," he said. "Our business is not to make a fruitless effort of saving our life, but to choose the manner of our death. If we surrender, they're going to slaughter us anyway. If we rush out and fight them, we'll be slaughtered and forgotten. But if we defend this mission, we can give time to our compatriots to gather the forces, and we can help free our country." Who will stay and defend this mission with me? One by one, each of them found that they had something in their heart they were willing to die for, and so something they were willing to live for. 187 stepped across the line. Jim Bowie had to be carried across. And one snuck out at night to live to tell what had happened. All 188 men who stayed in that mission died, but they died having something they chose to live for. And more importantly for their cause, their valor became a rallying cry that caused many more Texans to join the fight for independence, which they won just 2 months later, shouting, "Remember the Alamo." Did you hear what Travis said? We're all going to die. Our business is not to make a fruitless effort to save our lives, but to choose the manner of our death. The Apostle Paul is saying something similar, though with much more meaning, when he says to us in our text, "I am poured out as a drink offering. I have finished the race. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." Right now, as young as you are, it may seem like life is going on without end. But our life on this earth is short. And because of sin, it is full of evil. Death is inevitable, unless judgment day comes first. But by faith, you can choose to live and die serving Christ, rather than vainly holding on to the things of this life that you can't keep anyway. Jesus gives us much more than Texas independence. By his death and resurrection, he gives us independence from the worst tyrants: sin, death, and the devil. And that independence is greater than this world. His resurrection gives meaning to life and to death. Because He lived and died for your sins, you have something to live for. And something that death can never take away. Because He arose to cover you with His holiness, you have something to live for. And something death can never take away. He is not a fool who gives up what he cannot keep to get what he cannot lose. The line is before you. Jesus stepped across that line for your behalf to die and arise for you. Will you cross the line with him and live your life and your death for that ultimate cause? Take up the shout. Remember the resurrection. Jesus is risen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 346, 346.